I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. That's 800-251-7460.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I am your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is the man we call Sultan.
Yep.
All-pro defensive end. The acting legend, one and only Fred Dreyer. What are you working on over there? You got?
I've got my fan mail. I'm always inundated. And by the way, before we get started,
yes,
I feel so much love in this room right now.
You do?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I don't know.
What's happening?
I don't know.
You're feeling love?
Yeah. And I think it has to do with the fact I realize there's actually people out there who listen to this show.
Yes.
Take the time to write in to request an autograph or have something signed.
Right.
I get a lot of mail here from people who, mini helmets are popular nowadays.
Do they send you a million mini helmets?
They send me mini helmets and I sign the horn.
That's the one thing you should always sign the horn.
Sign the horn.
The mic horn is always good.
And so I feel that I'm playing catch with the world, because you know we're not just some local band here.
No, this is a national radio show where we come to
global.
You on Sports
this
Byline,
is global
CRN Talk Radio, Sirius XM. Sirius XM. There, we're on channel 217 on Sirius, on 203 on XM, and 967 if you've got Sirius XM online, you can listen to it. All the great radio stations on Sports Byline, all the great stations are on CRN Digital Talk Radio. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, Twitch, Periscope, Roku, Tiki Live, CRNTalk.com. The list goes on
See,
and on.
This
and
is
on.
Very reaffirming.
Yeah.
It's reaffirming to me, and it's reaffirming certainly to you, and to our fan base. And this is something that I think is growing. That's part of the love that's oozing.
I don't know about oozing, but that's okay.
Well, it's
good.
It's coming underneath the door. It's coming through the air conditioning. It's everywhere.
We got a lot to talk about today. Football, baseball, basketball, even a hockey story I want to get your opinion
on.
So
you want to segue out of the love thing?
No, we're going to keep the love going through the whole show.
Because
did you bring any candy or anything?
I don't. I was wrapped up in the ether of love, I forgot to stop off and pick up a 10-pack.
I picked up some Kit Kats for you, but I left them at home. I'll have to tell you that story. Stay with it. It's not helping us out at all. Stay with us here. Thanks for joining us. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms. If you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Hi, Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Last pickup is at 7. Team, we gotta hustle.
Like at Sumita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We are back here in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Sultan, the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in the same game, in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, guy who has trouble putting his headphones on, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know, once you get your headset set like this,
it's good.
It's great. See, yours looks kind of silly.
No, this is the way that, for you radio listeners out there, and we love all the radio listeners. There's some of you that go ahead and catch our show here. As I mentioned, it's on Twitter, it's on Facebook, Twitch, Renaissance, I keep saying Renaissance, Periscope, Roku, Tiki Live, CRNTalk.com. And normally, for those of you radio fans out there, when you're wearing headsets, when you're wearing your Beats or whatever you have, if you don't have the earbuds and they go over the head, you put them over the top of the head so they sit down on yours. Fred Dreyer has got what I call more of the woman that has the beautiful coiffed hair. It's the behind the neck kind of thing. Now, they do make special headsets that do, for you joggers out there, hang in behind the neck. Now, don't get angry with me. Don't.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying you're wearing your headsets behind the back of your head.
Like a girl?
Well, I'm just saying it's, I think, more a little more feminine.
How do you associate this look, by the way?
By the way, your hair is beautiful.
Oh, thanks. How do you say this doesn't look just great?
It does look great. I'm not saying it doesn't look great.
I'm done.
Nah, he just flipped the headsets
off
his head.
I just flip it off. I don't have to do
it. You don't want him to flip like that. You want?
Yeah, I do.
You
want to
have
him? I want to be able to take him off and run out of here if I need to.
Okay.
Someone yells fire. You know how fast I'm out of here.
Okay. I'm just saying.
I'm not going to be standing on the sidewalk when the fire truck pulls up. And I've got these headsets on.
CRNTalk.com. Check it out. You got to watch the
video.
They'll
say, "Hey, isn't Mike Horn here? Where's Mike Horn? He's down there trying to take his headsets off.
I am, and they're right here." Firm. There's not going to be any kind of a feedback when I put my head next to the microphone.
Neither is mine.
Oh, really?
No, there's not.
Go ahead, test it out. See if there's any feedback.
Well, get your hand off that button. Don't.
You know. See, you're starting to get technical here on the show.
Well,
you understand what's going
sense.
On. Mr. Director from Hunter.
Whatever you do, don't jump in that briar patch.
Don't do that. Hey, we got a lot to talk about here on the show, but I guess we should probably...
Wait a minute, I can't get my headsets work.
We got to say hi to a few people here a little bit and get your mind. Bruce is saying hello from New Mexico.
Uh-oh.
Where he is at.
New Mexico.
Yeah, he says it's very sunny there.
Yeah.
So that's
what
good.
What part of New Mexico?
He doesn't say what city, just New Mexico.
We don't know. Is he in Albuquerque?
Yeah, it could be.
That's if you look on the map, the United States map of the states.
Yeah.
You've got California, a sun state.
Yeah.
You've got Florida, a sun state.
Yes.
You've got Texas, a sun state.
Yes.
And you know what else you have?
What?
You've got Albuquerque. That's a sun state.
Used to be the famed Albuquerque Dukes, one of my favorite minor
where,
league teams.
Tommy Lasorda got his start.
Yeah, I love that Tommy Lasorda. I missed that guy. We lost him at the beginning of the year.
You can still hear him yelling up and down third base.
Yeah, oh boy.
He would start yelling. If you hit a ball into the gap,
right.
He would chase you around the bases yelling at you to run. That's what he would do. And then when he pulled into third base, he'd beat you there.
Yeah.
And you'd feel great because the guy cheered you on.
Tommy was a manager for many years in the minor leagues, but when he would coach third base, and he came up to the Dodgers in the majors as a not only as a player for a while, but as a coach, he would lie down on at the third base area when someone was going to slide to get the guy to slide. He'd lie down and be patting on the ground to tell the guy to slide into third base.
Yeah, he oversold it.
I love him for
that. But he's great. Players loved him. That's the only thing that mattered. Is that right?
Yeah.
Don't you think it is?
Belen, B-E-L-E-N, New Mexico is where Bruce is.
Belen?
Belen.
Is that north, south, and east? Where is that? Is that south of Albuquerque? Where is that?
I've never heard of that. You went to New Mexico recently.
That's the reason I'm trying to figure out. I want to image where this guy's calling from.
B-E-L-E-N, Belen.
Belen or Belen?
Now there's...
Maybelline, is that where they make the eyeshadow? I think that's where they make eyeshadow.
In the Czech Republic, there's Zine, and that's where the Donald Trump's first wife is from. He loves Czech women. He loves. I'm a Czech guy, so I think he might kind of like me. I'll put the headset.
You should always carry a case of Czech beer in your trunk.
Pilsner,
it's an icebreaker for
Budvar.
Most people.
Yep. Yeah, I will. There's some other people here. We just need to say, let's see, Chris is saying hello from New York City. He's there, and he says you're wearing your favorite sweatshirt. That's that Mary.
I am indeed. Whereabouts in New York City?
I don't know. Yes, and we do know that Pamela is in Georgia. We don't know exactly where. And Kathy is in Lawndale, California. That's where you. That's your old hangout.
That's where I went to high school. I went to high school in Lawndale High School.
Now, Bruce is, I think he's playing with this. He says it's 35 miles south of Albuquerque is where Belen is. Belen.
South of Albuquerque. Yeah, that's right.
A little bit
yeah,
south.
Yeah, that's correct.
It's an old tune by Sonny James called A Little Bit South of Saskatoon if you're a Canadian.
Well, thank God I don't know that song.
I'll play it next time on the show as a bumper.
Please
Let's
do.
Get it. NFL has got some rules here. The NFL owners have gotten kind of crazy. And here's the deal. They have okayed some replay changes, and they've got new rules. Now, let me ask you a question before we get into this. You played for many years in the NFL with the New York Giants. You were there on a breath, never played a game, but you were there with the Patriots. And then, of course, you had a great career with the Los Angeles Rams.
Did I?
Yes. Did they change the rules as much as they seem to change rules every year with all these sports? There's constant rule changes.
Well, no, they didn't. And one of the key reasons was the league was so concerned about presenting, getting the game into decent shape.
Right.
So they could blend in with the AFL and merge, and then sell that collective package to the American people through a TV package through
the
networks.
Gotcha.
ABC, CBS, NBC, and those were the NFL was CBS, and ABC was the AFL. And so they weren't worried about this trivia nonsense of trying to change rules and all of that, make different types of rules. They were more concerned about what mattered mostly in the sport, and which was that. But now, since then, the last 40 years, people, new ownership, more different type of people coming into being fans of the sport, all of them now want their own way with the sport.
Yeah.
And for the most part, there's way too many rules, just like there's way too many regulations in America. There's rules and regulations, and you're going to get it whether you like it or not.
Owners have rejected some of the more robust proposals. That was for a full-time sky judge for the replay. That included one from the Baltimore Ravens that would have created a booth umpire at the games. Instead, the owners, a little more modest, they took the step of giving the existing replay official, and there is one who sits in the press box at each stadium, they gave that official the authority to consult with referees on certain specific objective aspects of a play when clear and obvious video evidence is present. So the replay officials wouldn't be able to throw flags or reverse calls on their own, but they could now offer referees on the field advice on what they've seen on the broadcast replays in the areas of possession, completed or intercepted passes, the location of the ball relative to the boundary end line, whether the player is down by contact, and the coaches will not have to throw the challenge flags. This will be the replay officials, which can talk to the officials on the field.
Here's the issue.
Yeah.
They do not know the rules to begin with, let alone knowing what to replay.
Well, the politicians don't read the new bills.
Well, they don't. You have to pass it in order to know what's in it.
This is
government football, ladies and gentlemen, when I tell you this. I could go here. I could spend the next, when we go to 5 hours a day here later on in our show, I'll go into this stuff further with you. This is preposterous. They got to get these owners and these mavens, these law-making mavens, away from this sport.
More from Fred Dreyer. Email Fred Dreyer@crntalk.com. This is the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Here, taking your emails at freddreyer@crndog.com. Also, taking some rule changes from the NFL. So they're going to change these replays. And the NFL owners also approved a relaxation of rules for the numbers of players of certain positions that they can wear because of expanded practice squads. So before, there used to be like numbers kind of ranging there. What do you think? People are going to have like numbers 561 now or something? How many different numbers can you have on a team, for gosh sakes?
Well, they're going to double up on the numbers.
Yeah, I guess that's
so
what they're going to do.
So if you're a defense and you're a defensive back, you can wear number 6. And if you have a teammate who's a running back on offense, he can also wear number 6. Here's the rub.
What?
Both people cannot be on the field at the same time.
Is that the dumbest thing you've ever heard? I mean, what a dumb rule. They approved also a one-year experiment to make it easier to recover onside kicks. Yeah, now, in 2021, the receiving team on kickoffs will be limited to 9 players within 25 yards of the ball. Last season, they say NFL teams recovered only 3 of 67 onside kicks. Well, it's kind of tough to recover an onside kick, isn't it? You got to be a little skillful on it. That was the lowest recovery rate since 2001.
Well, that's coaching.
Thank you.
And that's just simply, you know, if coaches would coach the coverage or the receiving side of the onside kick,
right,
you would find that most of the linemen on to either side of the ball speed down the field, this 10-12 yard area,
right.
They would speed down the field and they would be responsible for knocking down the oncoming lineman. So the three people behind that line would be able to recover it. Many teams don't have a good philosophy of covering or recovering onside kicks.
They don't.
So
maybe that's why there's not that many recovered, because they don't have as a plan.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yes, it is stupid.
Yeah, it's very stupid.
I always thought it was really – I said, there's no chance of us getting this onside kick unless you work at it and you can do it. Because players don't know the rules. Excuse me. Players don't know the rules. You know, and so they don't know that the ball is live, and as soon as you cross the line, as soon as you kick it and cross the line, it's open season, boys. Have at it.
Now, they've also eliminated overtime in preseason games. They've cut those preseason games down and added another game to the regular season.
Oh, wonderful.
They've changed a rule that will now force a loss of a down if 2 passes are completed behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, this is really
asinine. How are you going to enforce that one?
This is punishment.
How many passes did
they have? This is why it's a bad law, because it punishes and limits
what you can do.
What you can do with your possession.
Yeah, quick shoots out there.
I've got an offense that I think that I might want to be able to throw 3 plays behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, exactly. And you're not going to be able to do that.
And
now,
maybe I throw it outside, you know, get the ball and snap it and throw it to the wing, and he can throw it down. Well, if I've already done that twice, I can't do that play that third time.
Yeah, so what do you think? You do it twice, you know that's not going to happen. Yeah. Well, hey, come on.
Yeah,
a rule change that ensures, here's one that's, I can't even put my head around this, a rule change that ensures the enforcement of all accepted penalties during successive try attempts, defined as an opportunity for a team to score one or two additional points during a one scrimmage down.
I don't get it. Just move on. Let's just move on.
By the way, Super Bowl coming up next year will take place on February 13th at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles because they're going to have February 6th will be the Pro Bowl because of that extra game in the season. Yeah. So that's going to be kind of interesting.
Wonderful.
All right, now people are loving your Marymount sweatshirt that you've got on there.
Every week I get
hit
on with my sweatshirt.
They do, and that's because they say Chris is saying there's a Marymount College in New York City, so he's got one, but it's from Marymount in New York City.
What color is it?
Probably your blue color.
Well, maybe not.
I don't know. We got Bernard in from Ottawa, California. James is saying hi from Phoenix. He says he's a good move for quarterback Alex Smith to retire. That's his opinion on that.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. And Beverly is saying, wants to know how we're doing today. I'm doing fine. Fred seems to be doing all right. People saying looking good, we thanks that. And by the way, Shannon likes your sweatshirt as well. Now, speaking of retirees, if we could move along a little bit here, we had another one here that I want your comments on this because this kind of affects you as well because of this NFL star, Jordan Reed. He's only 30, and he's decided to retire after he had a troubling brain scan. Now, he's a tight end. It's Jordan Reed, and he decided to retire Tuesday because he's had some lasting symptoms of head injuries. Now, you fought against this when you played, and you had a lot of – how many concussions did you have?
I had way too many.
Yeah. You've never told us the number.
Yeah.
Reed played six seasons with the Washington football team, formerly the Washington Redskins, if I can say that still. One with the San Francisco 49ers. He sustained at least seven documented concussions, and he's received a brain scan at Orlando, Florida at a neurological facility. He had it in late winter, and the results had medical officials recommending to him that he stop playing, and he said, I agreed with him. He says, before, when I had a concussion, I would feel better afterwards. I wouldn't have lingering effects, and he said, if I didn't have any symptoms, I would have kept playing. I says, I'm okay with it because I know the reason why I'm making the choice is for family and my children.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Jordan. I would jump on this and understand that you should file against the league, this is a fresh case that could help other players in the past and certainly in the future. But you want to make sure that you get proper adjudication of and a diagnosis of exactly where your brain is. You're going to need a brain mapping. I'm not a doctor, but I've been through this. You want brain mapping. You want to go to a doctor who is approved, certainly by the league, because you could be in a position where you could get money for that the league has set aside for players like you.
Exactly.
But it's very difficult for players like me who played such a long time ago. They don't care about that. They care. Well, they pay attention to players such as yourself, and you're already being talked about. I wouldn't let this go. I would make sure that you see a doctor. You can contact this show, and we can give you the name of a doctor here in Newport Beach that I know personally that have had treatments from, who can help you because she's helped me, and this is something you do not want to monkey around with. Okay,
exactly.
Jordan. Good luck,
Jordan Reed, and everybody knows him. If not, we can reach out, see if we can get him on the show. And Good thoughts from Fred Dreyer here, who's gone through this thing. Patrick Mahomes says, and by the way, our email address here, freddreyer@crntalk.com, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. You can also write to info@crntalk.com. Patrick Mahomes says he's fully vaccinated, and he told reporters that he took shots in his arm to help ensure his newborn baby daughter stays healthy. He said, quoting Patrick Mahomes, he says, "To me, it was more of a personal decision with having a baby girl and knowing that I was going to be around people. I wanted to make sure I could do whatever I could to help keep her healthy." He and his fiance, Brittany Matthews, have a little Sterling Sky Mahomes back in February. Yep. Patrick said he clearly didn't wrestle too much with the decision. He did it in late February, and he said he decided to get vaccinated as a new dad. But he emphasized very clearly that it's a choice to get the shots. It's a personal decision for everybody. He said, whatever you believe. He says, I think you can do whatever that is. So here's a guy finally, instead of Dr. Fauci just grinding it through our brains, that you decide what you want to do for the vaccination. By the way, I'm going to announce on this show, I had the test here to see if I have the antibodies, because I had COVID-19 in July and August. I've got the antibodies in this body here. So the doctor said, you really don't need to get the shot. Now, how many times have you heard a doctor say that? I've got the antibodies naturally.
That's not Dr. Fauci.
Of course it isn't.
He's not going to agree with you.
The only thing I worry about what Patrick Mahomes says is at some point, President Bonehead and all the other people in Congress, whether the Democrats or Republicans, require us all to have an ID to get on a plane. You may be forced into something.
Well, again, here it comes. We all say this, government intrusion, and you couldn't pick a better time and a better reason to be manipulated and lied to by the federal government about this virus and about what it does, what it doesn't do. They're a evil group of people who are looking to manipulate the American people through this virus. And I tell you, if I see another four-year-old being pushed down the street here in Los Angeles in a stroller with a mask on, I don't know what I'll do.
Oh, boy.
This is just too much.
It started out as 2 weeks. Maybe it would have been expanded to 4 or 6 for us to go ahead and, shut down the whole country. And then it was a year, and it's still going on. So it's like, when are we finally going to be able to move forward?
It's not. You're not going to move forward. They're always going. They're not going to let this up. They know how they can manipulate people, scare them.
Email freddreyer@crntalk.com. It's the Sports Lounge.
Your outdoor experiences could be better. Clearly better. Canon sunglasses are made exclusively with polarized lenses for optimal clarity. Using Japanese optics, Canon's lenses are clearer, lighter, and stronger than other lenses, and they're nearly impossible to scratch. With frames handcrafted in Italy, Canon sunglasses elevate your experiences outside with a degree of clarity beyond your wildest imagination. Canon designs and manufactures our high-performance eyewear to be clearly better than any sunglasses you've tried before. Use the exclusive code CanonCast15 at Canon.com to receive 15% off your first pair. That's CanonCast15. Canon. Clearly better.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
You've loved her since the day you first met her. You've loved her through the good times and the bad. There's nothing you wouldn't do to make her happy. You may be older now, but that doesn't mean your love will ever change. ED happens, and it happens to about 50% of men over the age of 40. Visit RexMD.com and show her your love has never changed and never will. RexMD.com has helped thousands of men. Here's how RexMD.com works. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you can get FDA-approved ED medication, which are currently available to new customers. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Don't wait another minute. RexMD.com is now offering sample pack prescriptions of ED medication. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's REXMD.com.
And now today's rust-eating tip of the day, presented by Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now, give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Freol.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freol today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. 2 safeties in 1 game in the same quarter. We call him the Sultan of Safeties. We got fan mail here coming in to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. And we got one coming up here. We'll describe the picture for those of you radio people. But Pamela has sent along a picture. She says, hi, Fred. I love this unique photo. And there's a photo here, apparently. I think you must have been on Superstation TBS at some point, and there's a picture of you, black and white, kind of a half-lit face facial shot of you, and it looks like you're holding some kind of a piece. It says, Fred, I love this unique photo. You capture the depiction of Hunter perfectly. Everyone should just enjoy the original series like a classic movie to be watched over and over. It was the best ever.
Thank you very much. We feel the same way.
Yeah, and it's still got the same profile there if we could just get this darkness thing going in here. Jack says,
I'm
going
to start bringing my guns to the show.
Going to bring them in here? Is that the...
Yeah, I'm just going to start spilling. I'm going to twirl them as we do the show.
Could you do maybe like when I was a kid, and I'm sure this never happens in school anymore, but there was an old-time Western actor named Monty Montana.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
He'd show up at a school, at grade school,
yep.
And he'd do roping,
yep.
And he'd do that twirling like you're talking about. Could we maybe take you out a little bit?
Why not? It's such a good idea. And
I
what I need to do is I need to have some time so I can go out and get fitted for my chaps.
You get the chaps.
I need chaps. I need woolly vest. I need the 50-gallon hat.
And you, instead of riding a horse, you come up in that original Hunter police cruiser that they gave you in episode 1.
Side saddle.
With the window handles that fall off. It'd
yeah.
be great. You could have your feet kind of hanging out of there and
yeah,
steering.
Exactly right. No, that's a splendid idea, Mike. Write that one down. All the ideas you've had, that's the most.
There's a lot of great ideas. Let me just tell you. That's really good. That's a good
yeah.
picture there. We
yes,
get you out
thank
there.
Thank you so much.
Now, Jack said, he's talking to you a little bit. He says, do you miss the Hunter show or do you miss playing in the NFL more?
I miss both.
Yeah.
It's not one over the other. I played football when I was younger, and I did I started doing the Hunter show when I was like 35,
36. Well, Jack says, I'm halfway through the series, the Hunter series, for the 5th time since I started watching it back in September of 1984. And here's a compliment. It says, next to Clint Eastwood, you're my favorite actor. And
yeah, I saw that. How about that?
That's pretty good. Now, let me ask you a question, because I'm thinking, you know, everybody wants a remake. What if we brought you back as kind of, you know, the guy, and Clint Eastwood plays your grandfather or something, because he's getting up there, and you guys go out on a patrol or something and take in some bad guys.
I've got Clint's number. I'm going to give him a call after the show.
Bring him on the show. I'm serious. I think this would be great. You don't think that's a good idea?
I didn't say one way or another.
Okay, good. We'll see what he thinks about it.
I think we'll try to get this thing off the ground. We're going to look for a green light probably over there at Warner Brothers. that's what they say when you're going to bring
green
a dynamic package of
a
92-year-old and a 75-year-old, and you say these two guys action movie. And the guy's got it. He stopped the presses. Let's get these guys. When can we get you in front of a camera, Fred?
This is good. You're putting me in a good mood. We may have to go to the ramp. We have to go see.
Well, we got to go to the ramp.
Jesus and Jose and run this idea by them over there at the ramp. It's on the on-ramp to the Golden State Freeway in Burbank, California.
And we'll get them to cater the show.
Maybe take Mike Geary with us. What do you think? Should we take Mike over?
Yeah, we'll get Mike, and Mike can take food to Clint. Hey, Mike, give me some more of that great floppy rice, would you?
It's good stuff.
He goes, well, you can't, to Clint. Why not? Well, Fred Dreyer ate it all. That SOB.
I'll donate.
So right away, you've got Clint really upset because I'm eating the floppy rice.
That's
and, you know, you got a problem now.
Hey, you gonna share that? So Bruce is saying, he says, Dear Mr. Dreyer, I loved you and Hunter. I think you may need to remake it again with you having a son or a nephew. So
Chinese son.
Bring your daughter into it. I think you bring Kate in there. Forget the son or the nephew.
Hey.
You have a daughter that you're protecting.
Yeah, and she's...
And who wouldn't want to protect Kate? Come on.
And she's a kung fu specialist.
Is she really? this is great.
She comes in. You say, let Miss Dreyer come in. And the door opens up, and she comes flying in off the ground with her feet up in the air, and she's parallel to the ground.
You know, our buddy William Shatner is listening to this show and probably scripting this down, and he'll have this movie out before us.
Fred, what a great idea. I can play your daughter.
No. You get Kate to do that. That'll be good.
Well, we can figure something. I'm sure we can get a green light here at one of the major studios. You know how fast
it is.
They would escort us off the property.
Yeah.
They would make sure not only are we out of the building, we're off the property.
We could put this through to On Bended Knee Productions. That's Jeremy Dayton's company, and he'll shoot it for us.
On Bended Knee.
That's it. It's On Bended Knee.
He'll shoot it on his phone.
Well, yeah, he will. It'll be perfect.
You know, you know that. I mean, you can shoot a feature film on a phone, a freaking phone.
They give awards away for that now.
And you don't have to light it. You just, whatever ambient light you got, you just turn the camera. On and tell the guys to start talking.
Now, Mrs. Vaughn says, dang, I'm on season 3, episode 2 of Hunter, and they gave McCall a new partner. What was that all about?
They gave McCall, well, that's probably...
one episode.
That's some sort of a plot twist.
Like we're talking about here for the remake.
I'm on season 3. By the way, season 3, I remember, was one of the big turning points in the show.
How so? Give us some insight.
Wardrobe-wise, I now started wearing colored shirts.
Oh, split complimentary with the tie?
No. Yeah, well, that's up to me, but it never indicated that in the script. But we had the third year was dynamic because that was going into the 66 show.
And so why the colored shirts? I just thought that'd be dynamic to have you know.
Well, they wanted me to control company, Candles Company, wanted to control all of the wardrobe and stuff. It was very simple. You wear a dark blue gray suit, and you wear a sport coat, and then you wear kind of like an off-white shirt, and then a bunch of skinny ties. And that was it. You know, you could put your wardrobe, in a satchel, you know, and that's what they wanted to do. But we opened it up after the third year.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Fred saying from last week's question, because we did have a question last week, and we talked about Cannonball Run, and we talked about that your name was misspelled in Cannonball Run in the credits, and you said you weren't aware of that. And so
I wasn't.
Our guest here says that this Fred Dreyer misspelling is, there it is, co-starring in alphabetical order, Fred Dreyer, Dreyer. Dale Ishimoto, they got him correct. Artie Johnson's okay. Linda Lay is good, and Chris Lemon is good.
That's Jack Lemon's son.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Well, what's with that? Were you spelling your name differently at that time? Was that?
I think they misspelled Chris Lemon's name.
I think so too.
I think Lemon is spelled Lemon.
I think there's two M's in there.
So they spelled everybody's name. I think Dale Ishimoto's name is misspelled.
You think?
Yeah, Artie Johnson. Yeah, I think Artie, A-R-T-E.
Yeah, that was the way he spelled that.
He spells it that way.
Or did he have an I?
But I'm going to talk to him and get him to change it.
So this is it. This is. You don't suppose they had some wannabes in there and they tried to make it. Are you sure you were in the Cannonball Run? Now you, when you think back?
I think there's some people that got in there from post-production and started screwing around.
They say, hey, we'll change the name.
There was smoking pot. There was smoking pot on the set. E-Y-E-R. You know, so I think inebriated on this show.
Some guy came and said, I'm Fred Dreyer. And I'm ready to, we got Fred Dreyer sign. You know, they go and give it the green light in the Hollywood Reporter.
Hey, how do you spell Fred Dreyer's name? Not his first name, but his last name. It's Dreyer. Are you sure about that? Yeah, look it up.
Yeah, they put it on the screen. We're going to post this up at our website.
Yeah, that's what we want to do. We want to bring people's attention
people
to it. Yeah, I may have another career as a different person. If I don't correct this, they'll send my residual.
I think they did.
To Dale Ishimoto.
You probably got screwed over on the residuals.
They're going to send my, that's what they're going to do. They're going to send my residual. I think right now on Cannonball Run 2, I think my residual comes out to about $1.60. And I want that money because I can use it for
there's some old actor at the motion picture home. It's like an Edgar Buchanan going like, did you get the mail for Fred Dreyer?
Hey, did you notice that boy's name is Dreyer? That, well, his whole career is now invalid.
I was just standing for Fred Dreyer.
Well, what
that's
the hell?
Cannonball Run.
Yeah, I was Artie Johnson, and very interesting.
Thank you, Brian, for getting this into us. This is very good.
Thanks for causing such an upheaval in the room here.
Really, it gave us some good information for this segment on the show.
I know I can use this somewhere. I don't know how I'm going to do it.
We can. Now, Major League Baseball's the union met, and they're starting to have like a first bargaining, first foray, and what a lot of people fear could be a protracted negotiation. They're saying that it's going to happen towards the end of the year in December, and both sides are accusing the other of operating in bad faith. I mean, everybody's making a lot of money. Shouldn't they just relax?
Yeah.
That's what I think.
The whole thing's about money.
Houston Astros, Martin Maldonado got an extension, a one-year contract extension for the veteran catcher for the Houston Astros, Martin Maldonado, and he was also awarded a couple of buzzers and a couple of trash cans to alert people of some of the things he could hit right there when he's catching. From now on, he can go ahead and just hit a thing and tell people it's a fastball. They have that going. And D. Gordon from the Dodgers, and he changed his name last year, I think, in 2020 to D. Strange Gordon because he wanted to honor his late mother, Devonna Denise Strange. Apparently, she was shot and killed by her boyfriend when he was 7 years old. And so, in her honor, he changed his name to D. Strange Gordon. And he's been signed to a minor league contract now to play maybe with the Milwaukee Brewers.
God bless him.
Pretty speedy and was a good leadoff hitter on the Dodgers. He was in the All-Star team a couple of times with the Dodgers and the Miami Marlins. And he also led the National League in steals in 2014 and 2017. And he was pretty good. Had a couple of good seasons.
I think he found his way to the exit when he started doing steroids.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. He kind of tried to go for the long ball.
That's a shame.
Yep.
His father was D. Gordon. Well, I mean, was pitcher. What's his first name?
I forget who his dad was. We'll look it up.
But his father was a relief pitcher.
That's right. Joe Gordon. I don't know. But anyway, he's honoring both of his parents, so that's pretty good. And the Lakers have decided they're not going to visit Joe Biden at the White House. They're saying, it's not anything for political reasons. It's about COVID-19. Well, that is political. They're making COVID-19 a reason for anything. You want to meet Joe? No, not really.
I think someone should give Joe COVID.
No.
We got to find a donor. We got to find someone who is bleeding through the nose and ship him right into the White House.
No.
Joe wouldn't know the difference anyway.
COVID-19 is a good excuse to not see people that you don't want to see. We'll have more for you in the Sports Lounge. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. So D. Gordon's dad was Tom Gordon.
Yeah.
And was a baseball pitcher, starting pitcher, relief pitcher. He played for the Kansas City Royals, the Red Sox, the Chicago Cubs, the Astros, the White Sox, New York Mets, I believe, maybe. Played for the Yankees.
I think so.
Oh, he played for the Yankees and the Phillies, and he was the Rolaids AIDS Relief Man of the Year Award. He won that when he led the American League in saves. So,
was there something wrong with him?
No, he had a good career.
Yeah, I think he did, yeah.
And he and his mom were high school sweethearts. The dad and the mom were high school sweethearts.
How about that?
So there you have that going on. Now, the story I wanted to talk to you about a little bit here was, we don't have much time here, but the National Hockey League, the Las Vegas Golden Knights, the goaltender, Robin Lehner, he said the NHL players have been lied to by the NHL and the NHL Players Association about loosening restrictions after receiving the COVID-19 vaccine.
That's right.
This claim has been disputed by the league. He said, quoting Robin Lehner, he says, they told me yesterday that they're surveying all the teams to see who's taken the vaccine, who has not taken the vaccines, and they're not going to change the rules for us players until all the players have the vaccine at the same time, so it's not a competitive edge. He says, that makes me crazy, to be honest. It's the human lives, and people are struggling with this stuff a lot in society, and we're humans like anybody else. He said, I'm as frustrated like a lot of people in the world right now. Everything didn't come out of today's press in the right way. Main point is we need to start to take the mental health and make it as important as this situation. It has a huge impact on everybody in society right now. And apparently baseball and the NBA had said that they were implementing policies that state 85% of the players and staff, when they're vaccinated, they can ease restrictions.
Yeah.
And apparently the NHL not
this
doing
is,
that.
This is government intrusion, ladies and gentlemen. Pure and simple. They've taken over hockey now. And this is so infuriating, the lying that's going on.
More next week on the show. We're out of time. Email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. freddreyer@crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
We're being taken over by the government, folks.
And we'll talk more about it next week. Don't miss out on the Sports Lounge. Thanks so much for joining us.